direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We'll be talking about an issue today that I believe is on the hearts, the minds of every person in America, especially Christians, conservatives, and patriots. We're thinking about the mass shooting that took place in Minnesota with the I think it was two. Some news media says it's two, and some say three that were killed and about 17 that were injured as a transgender lunatic shot through the windows in a Catholic church / school and committed heinous crime of murder of those that are innocent. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible clearly tells us a nation that forgets God will be judged. And may I say today, far too many years now, we have had this mindset that somehow we can give lip service to God and somehow we're going to fool God. 2 Timothy 3:5 says, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And once again, we are witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, the results of denying God. Now, I can go into great detail, some of which we will on the broadcast today. But may I say to you, what we are doing and have done as a nation, especially when we focus on the transgenderism, the sexual gender dysphoria, that is no longer considered a mental illness, but rather it is it's decided by the medical association, the doctors, school counselors, and professionals in the medical realm, that somehow, some way, you can butcher healthy body parts and that you can change the DNA in a human being and make a female become a male or vice versa. And ladies and gentlemen, we can call it whatever we want to. As Sarah Palin said a number of years ago, you can put lipstick on a pig and you're still a pig. You can dress this gender dysphoria up and you can call it anything you want to. You can call the LGBTQ sodomite agenda whatever you want to. You can call the transgenderism and the move to chop off healthy body parts whatever you want to, but it is still a demonic delusion that's permeated our society and the woke culture that we're living in today. We're going to talk about the different facets of this today. And after the brief monologue, we're going to invite your telephone call, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I would love to hear from you today after our monologue. What your thoughts are, what caused this one that committed the murder in the Catholic school / church? What caused it? What changed? What was wrong with the mind? What is it in his manifestos, page after page, book after book, volume after volume, where this has been pondered and planned for years? I don't know if any media has picked up on the exact time frame that he started his manifesto volumes, his volume after volume of what he plans, with photographs of his weapons, photographs of the clips of ammo, photographs of things that he'd said, and his talking to himself in some of the videos. I don't know how far that back goes, but I believe it was back in 2018 or 2019 that his parents helped him in his transition to change from a boy to a girl, a man to a woman, and acting that part. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is clear in Mark chapter 7. For from within the heart man proceedeth evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, lasciviousness, deceit, and evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. And we're finding that today. And we're asking the question, making the statement, the results of abandoning God. And I believe what we're witnessing today is the prima facie evidence of what happens when a person, an individual, or a nation abandons God. It is very, very clear what the scripture says in that vein. Let me just say to you when it comes to that statement, I'm looking at the commentary on Psalms 9:17. This verse presents a strong message about the consequences of forgetting or neglecting God. The term wicked refers to those who behave immorally, against acting against God's laws and God's commands. When it says that shall be turned into hell, it warns that those who forsake God's and God's righteousness will ultimately face his judgment. And it goes on to say in this article covering that, ladies and gentlemen, the phrase all nations that forget God extends the message to the entire society, indicating when nations turn away from God, they too will encounter dire circumstances and consequences. Is that where we are today? Are we witnessing the results of abandoning God and rejecting God? I think so. We'd love to hear from you in just a moment. But as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so looking at every event through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said this, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." John 17:17 is a declaratory statement about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2 affirms the fact that the word of the truth of the Lord will endure forever. But ladies and gentlemen, we live in a society that was, I think, pretty thoroughly identified in Orwell's dystopian novel entitled 1984. He said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And may I say to you, we're witnessing that very fact even today. Truth matters, regardless of what coast you live on. You can be on the left coast or the right coast. Truth still matters. It reminds me of the statement that I find in a massive article, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. Let me read you just one brief paragraph from this documentary statement. America's institutions are suffering from a collapse in public support. Among those institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education. Further in the article, it says, that the academic world today says that truth is relative, or that the truth is a matter of individual perception or cultural mores, or even that there's no such thing as absolute truth. How do you handle that? If there's no absolute truth, where do we go to adjudicate a case in court? If there's no absolute truth, where do we go to determine who's right and who's wrong? If there's no absolute truth, what do we believe in society today? I'll go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, and then defend the truth, even to death. May I challenge you again today that we love the truth, listen to it, learn it, live it, tell it, and defend it, even to death. This broadcast, Let's Face the Issues, is designed around the biblical truths that we need to defend. And I believe it's time Christians and pastors and churches and patriots in general that we stop being silent. You know, I've said this many, many, many times in the past less than 100 years from the pulpit and in communication, the classroom, and on the broadcast. We need to stand for truth. I believe we're in an era today that, as never before, truth matters. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, where a 165-foot flagpole is on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll open our telephone lines in just a moment. I want to, first of all, read three paragraphs from a five-page article. It says, Minneapolis mayor slams community for praying after demonic psycho slaughters kids. A shooter opened fire with a rifle through the windows of a church in Minneapolis and struck children celebrating during the first week of school, killing two and wounding 17 people in an act of violence. People in an act of violence to the police chief called absolute incomprehensible. It goes further to say, don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers. Listen to what the mayor's saying. Don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. Those kids were literally praying, said the writer of this article, who is Jewish. It was the first week of school. They were in church. Minneapolis police chief said the alleged shooter, I'm not calling his name, armed with a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol, approached the side of the church and shot dozens of rounds through the window toward the children sitting in the pew during the first service at the Catholic school just before 8:30 a.m. Police believe the shooter then killed himself. The children who died were 8 years old, 10 years old, 14, and other kids were among the wounded, the police chief said. And the article goes further and further, ladies and gentlemen, with the truth of what took place. I find it reprehensible that Jen Psaki, the former press secretary for the president, former president, made fun of the thoughts and prayers. Let me just read you this. Jen Psaki blast the thoughts and prayers of Christians after the school shooting. The former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has provoked a backlash online over her response to the mass shooting at the Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis. Psaki took to the media to attack Christians who were praying for the victims in tragedy. Following the tragedy, Psaki wrote on X, prayers is not freaking enough. Prayers does not end the school shooting. Prayers do not make parents feel safe sending their children to school. Prayer does not bring the kids back. Enough, she says, with the thoughts and prayers. Then the Minneapolis mayor said this, don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in church. And then We find Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minneapolis, Minnesota, that is, agreed, saying, thoughts and prayers just aren't enough, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's making fun of God. That's a slap in God's face. That said that somehow, some way, Christians ought not to pray, and making fun of Christians for praying. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question and comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well, thank you for asking. The medical profession and pharmacy that have foisted the gender dysphoria upon our nation's youth have sold them a deception that's beyond belief. To tell them that they can change what's on the outside of their bodies by God's design, and that will fix what's wrong with them mentally, is the biggest lie foisted upon them. How do you take and place in a mind that's not fully matured the hormones of the opposite sex and expect that mind to cope and deal? not long ago, gender dysphoria was classified as a mental disorder. Yet this young man had that very messed up mind that went out and killed these innocent children. Now, for the mayor that said this is not about thoughts and prayers, how little he understands about Christianity. Raise them up in the way they should go and they will follow. These are an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. They weren't in pious worship inside there. They were learning who God was as a part of their formative years so that they would become members of society. For him to say that shows his complete lack and misunderstanding of true Christianity, and I would pray that he has his eyes open someday, along with everybody else that's parodying the same mantra. That's completely unacceptable for them to use thoughts and prayers as a leverage to literally call for gun control, because in the end, that's what they called for. They blamed it on the guns instead of the evil individual.
Jim, you're exactly right. And I'm thumbing through dozens of articles, sheafs of paper, of the just brief research that I've done on this subject. And here's a young man that's a wannabe woman. It goes back to the identical pattern of the Covenant Christian Academy in Tennessee, where a wannabe woman, wannabe man, was a girl, and thought she was a woman. It's a psychological mental defect that causes that. And this man, wannabe girl, said, I'm looking at a headline that says, I'm not right. Identified that he identified as an anti-Trump transgender. I want to go out on my own means. Unfortunately, due to my depression, anger, twisted mind, I want to fulfill and a final act that has been back in the back of my head for years now. And I'm finding in my research pictures of his ammo clips. And on the clips written in white ink of some kind, one of them says, where is your God? Making fun of God. He, in fact, this article reads, he went underwent a legal name change in 2020 with his parents apparently signing off to identify him. As a series of videos linked him, I'm not calling his name, have been posted online, including the individual holding weapons, ammunition, all of them marked with disturbing messages, including kill Donald Trump for the children. That's the ammo now, bullets for the children. Where is your God? Written on one of the ammo packs. The manifesto posted online, the voice of the shooter, a final message to the friends and family. I don't expect forgiveness. I don't expect any apology. I have to hold my much weight. I have to hold much weight. But my family and those close to me, I do apologize for the effect my actions will have on their lives, as the note began. Then this is the essence. Jim, I'd like to read it to you, get your thoughts. It says, please know I care for all of you so much, and it pains me to bring this storm and chaos into your lives. This will affect so many people than the ones that are immediately involved. Quote, I have wanted for a long time. I'm not well. I'm not right. I'm a sad person. I'm haunted by these thoughts that will not go away. I know this is wrong, but I can't seem to stop myself. Another statement. I'm severely depressed. I've been suicidal for years. Only recently I've lost all hope and decided to perform my final actions against the world. I don't want to kneel down for the injustice of this world. I want to die. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees constantly. Further says, I did this to myself. I cannot control myself. I've been destroying my body through vaping and other means. I have felt much pain. I think that I've reached the point of no recovery. I do not want to recover. Quote, I want to go out on my own means. Unfortunately, it's due to my depression and anger and twisted mind. I've made a decision that I've been pondering for years. So, Jim, my question is, here's a man that's admitted in his manifesto and multiple booklets and sheaf after sheaf of pages of his statements and pondering. Here's one that's got a troubled, tortured, demonic mind, one that has decided that he doesn't want to live anymore, one that all of this has come about in his own admission because of his transition, attempt to transition, and his drugs. And Jim, now, you may be familiar with it more than I, but in the research that I've done of the mass killings over the past 20-plus years, all of them, without exception, have been on some type prescription drugs or regular, if you please, street drugs that are psychotropic drugs that will alter the mind. And I'm convinced, based on what I've seen in recent years and read in relationship to the transitional medication for the transgenderism, I believe that these it causes a mind to be tortured and trying to, how would you say, cope with what is happening to the body and the mind as a result of the transgender medications. Now, I know I've said a whole lot, but with what I've said, what say you? What are the thoughts that you have on what we're seeing and hearing?
You did say quite a bit, but the key words that stuck with me are the tortured mind, whenever you said that reference there. Coping's not the word. Tortured is the correct word.
Mm-hmm.
He states in his manifesto that he's sorry for what his actions will do to his family and friends. True repentance or sorrow about what you're going to do to loved ones, friends, and relatives doesn't result in the death of innocent children. You can tell this tree or this bush by its fruit. Its fruit is evil. He needed intervention, and he needed to find Christ. Because he did not find Christ, and he chose this path, every word that he wrote of remorse or sorrow is completely meaningless, in my opinion. This is a tortured individual that was most likely on a estrogen, pro-estrogen type of treatment as well, that was conflicting with God's design that the natural testosterone gives the male. We've all lived through puberty, male and female. We know and remember at least I remember those years, and I had some problems during those years. And I couldn't imagine introducing a female hormone or emotions wrought by that hormone into my system and thinking I would have came out of that with no harm. That's just sorrowful is what it is, Doctor.
Absolutely. Jim, one of the things, too, and I don't know if you found this in any of your research on the subject, I find it almost appalling and frightening because I've got photographs, and they probably scrubbed the online material now, but I've got photographs in some of the articles that I have researched with dozens and dozens of weapons, all of them, I understand, bought legally. And yet we have the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party already screaming now, we need to increase the red flag laws. We need to increase gun control. There's not any gun control that would have stopped any of this that had taken place. But beyond that, with the pictures of his ammo clips and his weapons, clearly, neatly written in white ink, is the best term I could call on it, one of them says, "Where is your God?" Others, he says, "This is for Trump." Others, he says, this is for kids. And many of the writings in his manifestos and writings on his weapons and on the ammo clips are in clear, distinct Russian writing. So my question is, and I had one retired law enforcement individual I talked with yesterday, and he's of the opinion that it could possibly be not just a perverted mind because of the drugs and the transition, but also it could have been a pawn for some greater, intent by organizations and or those that are invading America using shooters like this to carry out chaos and confusion in our nation. I don't know, but there's something wrong beyond just the perverted mind, something wrong beyond just the disturbed gender dysphoria, something wrong, in my opinion, beyond just the hatred of self and what drugs has already done to him. There's something majorly wrong with the big picture. I don't think, and this is just, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but I don't think we've nearly gotten to the bottom of the cause and effect and the consequences. You know, it was years, I think three, four years before the manifesto of the shooter at the Covenant Academy, Christian Academy in Tennessee, before the thugs with badges would even release it. What, in your opinion, would be the potentiality of this person being a puppet for some larger, deeper, more demonic purpose being carried out?
You're talking about something like Operation Mockingbird, where a covert organization within the government was pushing that. There's a possibility of that, but to be quite honest with you, the breakdown of society due to secularism and lack of God and Christ in our upbringing has a bigger implication there. Demonic forces in this case, I feel, the outward expression of this tortured mind to write on their weapons. Now, I've never written on any of my weapons. I do have one that I did give a name, but I haven't written on any of mine. That individual should have, was it 10 years ago whenever gender dysphoria was considered by the AMA to be a medically psychosis that needed treatment through psychiatry. Our level of stewardship for our fellow being, due to the distortion of all kinds of perversions in our society, is truly breaking it down and driving the United States away from God, in my opinion, sir.
More and more, we have abandoned God. One final thing, Jim, we'll let you go, but I'm looking at a headline. Health and Human Services Department ordered to defund schools teaching gender ideology in sex education. The Trump administration has launched one of its most aggressive efforts yet to remove transgender topics from federally funded school programs. On Tuesday, that's this week, the Department of Health and Human Services announced that 46 states and the U.S. territories must remove all references to what is called gender ideology from its sex education curricula or risk losing millions of dollars in federal funding. What the schools are teaching is a subheading. Officials said that the review uncovered, listen to this, I think this is your cause, and we're seeing the effect in the shooting. Officials said that the review uncovered examples of programs far beyond the scope of which Congress authorized to focus on teaching abstinence and contraception to reduce teen pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections. According to HHS, California's curriculum encouraged students to contemplate mutilating their genitals, to consider altering their body through hormone therapy, and to learn about adding or removing breast tissue or changing their name, end quote. Teachers are even instructed to remind students that some men are born with female anatomy. Wisconsin's material also drew federal scrutiny for defining human sexuality, including biological sex, gender, and gender orientation, and stating that it is important to respect differences and the diversity of approaches to gender dysphoria. Now, have we brought it on ourselves? I believe so, Jim, and I believe what Trump is doing to bring it to a stop, to curtail it, stop it, and stop funding it is a wise move. What say you?
I agree. My opening statement to you was the deception that's been foisted upon the young and impressionable minds of children today is a great disservice to them, and it reminds me of Matthew, whosoever I'm paraphrasing here, wrong to these little ones there, it would be better for him to have a millstone hung about his neck. You're messing these kids' heads up with ideas and terminologies and thoughts they don't need as young, impressionable children.
Absolutely. Jim, thank you so much for your call and for your input today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ.